I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. and Ukrainian officials began talks Tuesday in Saudi Arabia, with the Ukrainian side expected to present a partial ceasefire plan with Russia. VOA's Richard Green has this report.
Ukrainian officials, who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity, said their proposal includes halting long-range missile strikes and a truce covering the Black Sea. The Ukrainian delegation also said it is ready to sign an agreement with the United States on access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals, a deal that President Donald Trump is eager to secure. But Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the head of the U.S. delegation, said the minerals deal is not at the top of the agenda. The Ukrainian delegation is led by Andriy Yermak, President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff. President Zelensky said on X ahead of the talks that Ukraine hopes for, quote, practical outcomes. Richard Green, VOA News.
Heading into that meeting, reporters asked Ukraine's presidential chief of staff and leader of the delegation, Andriy Yermak, about Ukraine's main goal for the meeting.
Yes, of course, security guarantees. It's very important because we want that never this aggression never repeated in the future again. But now we think it's necessary to discuss the most important how to start this process.
Yermak said Ukraine remains very open and hope to have a very constructive, deep conversation with their American partners. Meanwhile, Russian officials reported Tuesday Ukrainian attacks involving more than 90 drones killed at least two people and injured 18 others in the Moscow region. The assault was part of an attack overnight that included more than 300 Ukrainian drones targeting 10 Russian regions, stretching from border areas to the Russian capital. This is VOA News. The Syrian presidency reported Monday the Kurdish-led and U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, which control much of Syria's oil-rich northeast, signed a deal with the Damascus government to join Syria's new state institutions. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
The Syrian presidency Monday releasing video showing interim Syrian president Ahmed al-Sharaa and SDF commander Mazlum Abdi signing the deal. It's a major step in Sharaa's goal to unite Syria, which had seen 14 years of conflict and the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime in December. The agreement included a complete end of hostilities and for SDF-controlled civilian and military institutions to become part of the Damascus administration. The US-backed SDF has been in conflict with Turkey-backed armed groups in northern Syria for years. That conflict has rumbled on since Assad was toppled. Analysts say SDF leaders see Monday's agreement as a hedge against the risk of the Trump administration suddenly withdrawing U.S. forces, which have helped SDF counter the Islamic State in Syria for a decade.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's purge of foreign aid programs administered through the dismantled U.S. Agency for International Development appears nearly complete, with more than 80% of the programs eliminated. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the administration's review of foreign aid is officially ending, with some 5,200 of the U.S. Agency for International Development's 6,200 programs eliminated. In a post on X, he says those programs did not serve and in some cases even harmed the core national interests of the United States. Meanwhile, a mixed order in one of the court cases over USAID's shutdown, a federal judge ruled President Trump overstepped his authority in shutting down most foreign assistance and said